Okay, listeners, we're back with another brand new Nick Elliott podcast, and Christmas has been and gone. It's over. And this is actually being recorded for the new year coming up. And again, he's back, the legend that is Father Chris Moore.
Hello, young Nick, how are you?
I'm good, Father.
Have you recovered?
I've recovered.
Good.
I didn't need a lot of recovering, actually, because I don't really do to excess.
No, me neither. And bless you, my child.
Thank you.
And do you know that I am actually a vicar?
No.
Well, I am.
Are you really?
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Are you serious? You don't know.
No, I don't know.
I have an online ordination.
Oh, I know. Really?
Yes.
I know. I didn't know about that. Ah. I know that that's your radio handle, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've got this online ordination, which calls me Reverend Christopher Moore, and I can marry and I can bury people in one particular church somewhere in America.
Really?
And for that right, I paid $5 English, or $5 American, I should say.
Is that something you're looking at doing in the near future?
No, it's something I did in a sort of time of... Well, I don't know quite why I did it, Nick. I was basically chucking away good money after bad, really.
Something to do,
but it was a laugh, Nick.
Yeah.
And of course it stuck. So Chris the Reverend Moore.
I didn't know that. I knew that was your radio handle, but yeah. I didn't know that there was actually some substance in it.
Ah, yes, there is. Yeah. Well, of course, it's when I was doing rock music another station. And, I told them about this. And somebody came up with the idea of how about the Reverend of Rock? And it sort of stuck from there, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Another fantastic story from the collection archive of Chris Moore.
I have many, many stories.
You have, haven't you?
I have many
stories. You've got lots.
I have. All my books are available all the way in good bookshops and online.
Go and buy one.
Buy four.
Buy four,
They're in the bargain bucket area. You can pick them up. Three for a pound.
Three for a squid.
Yeah. In actual fact, I'll pay you to take them away. So how's that?
Okay. Well, I don't think you can say fairer than that.
No, you can't. You can't. No.
Leading up to the end of a year.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, my Christmas was it's all right, Nick. It was okay. It was like you, nothing really vastly exciting about it.
No.
But nice time with the mother. Nice food.
Nice experience on the M25.
I hate that road, Nick.
Terrible.
Hate it. Hate it to pieces. You can't seem to get on that road without traffic jam. You know?
No, it's you can make a lot of new friends, can't you?
You certainly can. Mm. Yeah, wind the window down.
Yeah. And, get invited to parties, weddings, yeah. Bar mitzvahs or whatever it is.
Yeah. Which reminds me of that TV ad. Have you seen it? The one, who's it for? I think it might be National Lottery or something. And there's this bloke and he wants to give his phone number to a girl who's about to pass on a train. And he writes on the back of a lottery ticket.
He loses his ticket, doesn't he?
He loses his ticket and she picks it up. What are the chances? You know, if that girl was me, I would have kept the ticket and I'd have cashed it in.
Well, that's the bit that they don't tell you, isn't it? That's the bit that they don't show you.
Oh, I'm not that mean, honestly. But
no.
The chances of meeting up again.
She's buggered off with his wedge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds about right, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just, many a story there as well, really. But, so quiet Christmas and now looking forward to the new year.
What does new year mean to you, Chris? You know, what's it about?
It used to be a time of great fun, basically going back to my student days, sick form and student days.
Yep.
New Year's Eve was the greatest party of all time. It was fun, Nick.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So you've got to imagine young teenagers or early 20s, as we were at uni, and all sorts of things. The possibilities were endless, Nick, you know.
So what was on the menu?
Well, I couldn't possibly
comment. Sex, drugs, rock and roll?
Not necessarily in that order.
Okay.
No.
Drugs, sex, rock and roll.
Yeah, it could be that.
Okay.
But whatever, it was fun. It was fun.
So where are we living at this time?
I'm living at sixth form days. I'm back in Tunbridge with my parents. And I would warn them on New Year's Eve that I won't be back to the coming day.
Right.
Which I never was.
Right.
So I'd smuggle myself in. I'd put my... messed up shirt, shall we say, for one reason or another, in the washing machine.
Lovely.
Let Mother deal with it for New Year's Day and hope she didn't take too deep a niff of it, you know?
Ah,
If you can get my...
I'm there, man. So where did these things take place then, you know?
Various people's houses.
Oh, house parties, were they?
Yes, where you take it in turns. Now, I never actually hosted one, I must say. I got let off there, but I would turn up at these do's. And they would basically start, say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And they would run through. Now, we were real rebels, Nick. We go to about 2 a.m.
Really?
Whoa.
Bit of a nail there.
Oh, dear. We were knotted. Deary me.
Got to be done.
It's got to be done, yeah.
No, I never really bothered with New Year.
Yeah.
Not too much.
No.
Never really bothered with it.
But it was a great way of avoiding that horrible thing of kissing under the mistletoe at midnight. Kissing... You know, we didn't bother with that bit.
Do they do mistletoe on New Year's Eve, do they,
yeah,
then?
Yeah, midnight.
Oh, okay.
I think that's when they do it. I can remember big sloppy kisses from great aunt.
Okay.
At midnight. Ugh.
Yeah, bit grim.
I know, likey. No likey.
So fisherman's friend and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
So we'd avoid that, thank goodness.
A breath that could do toast in the morning.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, both sides?
Yeah, both sides.
Lovely.
I don't like it like the French have it.
No?
No, only toasted on one side.
Okie-cokie, do they?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh,
it's called French toast.
How do you do that with a toaster?
With difficulty, Nick.
Right.
With difficulty. I don't think it was done in toasters when they came along. I think it's in the day when you put a bit of bread on a fork... They shoved it in front of the fire.
Ah.
You know?
Okay.
Burnt it one side and then...
DeLonghi have not mastered that, though, have they?
No.
Both sides gig nowadays.
That's right.
Okay, go.
So, yeah, and of course, New Year's Day, you've got to start your resolutions, haven't you? New Year's resolutions.
Do you do them?
I don't, because I'm going to break them as soon as I've made them.
Indeed. Well, I can't think of any, to be honest. Again, I've never really done that.
Right, listeners, answer on a postcard. What New Year's resolution can Nick take? There you go. You'll get floods of answers now, Nick.
Do you think I can improve myself?
Not really.
No,
I think you're perfect.
I think I might. That's lovely. Kind of you to say.
That's quite
Thank
right.
you ever so much, Reverend.
That's quite all Father. Right, my son. Say three Hail Marys.
Do you know three girls called Mary?
I know two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very nice eight word too.
So we could say two Hail Marys.
Two Hail Marys, yeah. And that's what I would say to them.
Okay.
Hello, Hail Mary.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
They were marvellous girls.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, they spoke well of you as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's quite all right. Come on, be serious, Nick. Come on, we're going to be serious.
Yeah. Okay, for a minute then, we'll be serious.
All right, yeah, come on.
So what's your plans for 2024?
Oh, dear. You know, I don't like making plans, Nick. I'm not really a plan sort of person.
No?
I'll take it as it comes, really.
Well, I know you spend the last 2 years, haven't you, writing your books?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got the next one up and coming and a book. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what happens there. But that's going to come out. It's called A Teacher's Tale. Is it? No, it's not. It's called Have a Drink, Have a Smoke, A Day in a Teacher's Life. Something like it's basically based on a day in my teaching career.
Okay.
But it's embellished, shall we say.
Right.
So it goes a little bit more.
Double
entendres are within it. It's serious and funny.
Right.
So there's some funny bits in there that make me laugh. There's some serious bits that make me cringe. And there are some bits that make me wonder, why on earth am I writing this?
Well, yeah. I think if you can tick those two boxes,
yeah.
Make yourself laugh and yourself cringe,
yeah.
you're definitely on the right track, aren't you?
Well, I hope so.
I think so.
Because what's going to be, it's going to be a, how can I describe it? It's a narrative poem, because poems are my thing.
Yep.
But this is a narrative poem. So it's basically the length of a short novel,
okay.
But written as a poem. If you
right,
get
okay.
So I'm reckoning about 200 pages.
That's a narrative poem then,
yes,
is it?
A narrative poem is written as a poem, so you've got different line breaks.
Yeah.
But it's basically a continuous story that could be written as prose.
Okay. I've learned something there, people.
Yeah, it's interesting because you've got to keep the thing going in your mind.
Yeah.
So I might take a couple of days break from writing one bit to the next.
Yeah.
And I've got to remember
where you were.
Where I were.
Yeah.
Whereas with a poem, you can knock them off quite quickly, really.
Do you recap? with that, you know, will you kind of go back to the, we'll say, the last couple of paragraphs, read through and then pick it up from there? Or is it just something you just fire up and start?
No, on this exercise, I do actually go back.
Right.
Just to see where I'm actually at.
Right.
Because my way of thinking might have changed. You know, I might not want to go down that line.
Yeah, of course,
anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So the creative, twisted mind.
The creative, twisted mind, yes, as you call the dark arts. Which I must say, in your video, that was something else, Nick. That was incredible.
Well, I'm starting work on a few more bits and bobs this next year, which I'll tell you about later.
Yeah.
So I'll rephrase
spit
that.
Spit it out, Nick. Come on.
Fetch a cloth. You know, what's your kind of outlook towards 24?
Well, it can't be any worse than 23, can it?
I don't think 23 has been brilliant, to be honest.
There's been a few
things. One way and another.
You know, wars are going on. Okay, we're going to get wars wherever, aren't we? But it just seemed that we had so much bad news last year, don't you think?
I think also there's a lot of ill health.
I've
experienced ill health in the family, you know, in-laws and that kind of stuff. And also that everybody you seem to speak to now seems to be poorly.
Yeah.
In some way, shape and form.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not at the moment.
No.
We're relatively all right.
I was when I came in.
Yes.
But whether I should be the same when I leave...
That's a different matter.
...remains to be seen.
Yeah, exactly, it does. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think it's been brilliant. Certainly the cost of everything.
Ooh.
Economic situation is the usual Tory sack of shit.
You might say that. I couldn't possibly comment.
Now. Well, I'm quite prepared to.
You are. You go on pushing the boundaries, man. You don't care, do you?
No, I don't care.
You're the rebel.
I gave up caring a long time ago. But I'm sure, you know, everybody's quite pissed off with the whole gig, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
The price of everything and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I'm gonna mention this on air.
Here we go.
Because I've told everybody.
Warning, listeners, warning.
But, no, it's a genuine case.
All right.
I was in Tesco's.
You were where?
A couple of weeks ago.
In Tesco's?
Tesco's.
Other stores are available.
They are, but I don't shop in them.
No.
I was in Tesco's, and I always do religiously breakfast for me, 2 cups of coffee, small orange juice, and 1 Weetabix. That's it.
What, you're going to Tesco's into their restaurant?
No. That's what I have every day for brekkie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's the gig.
I thought you were in Tesco's. I thought
No. I've just come out of Tesco's. Let's rewind.
So you've come out of Tesco's.
Yeah.
But you haven't had your breakfast.
No, I've just kind of listed what I had for breakfast.
So what's that got to do with the story of being in Tesco's?
I'm coming to Tesco's now.
But is this before or after breakfast?
It's any fucking time.
Okay. I'm confused.com. Anyway, you carry on with the story.
Well, I went in Tesco's.
Yeah.
Right, now I'm doing the shopping as you do.
Yes.
Right.
You would do.
And I thought to myself, I fancy a bit of a change with breakfast cereal.
My God, you are a rebel.
Yeah, I tell you, man, I was off it. I was over the wall and gone. And I thought, I'll look at Oatibix.
My God, Nick.
Right. Weetabix made with oats, but called Oatibix. Okay, we're still only going to have one.
Yeah, of course.
In the morning.
One of two.
Looked at a box, £5.50.
No.
For 24 Oatibix.
Oh.
£5.50.
Oh.
Did I bother? Did I knackers?
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, I wouldn't blame you.
Nonsense.
God.
I should have bought porridge because that's my favourite cereal anyway.
Porridge?
Yeah.
Blech. I'm not too keen on that.
Oh, I like porridge.
Yeah.
Big porridge fan.
Mm. I like Quaker Oats, if that's porridge. It's not. Is it? It's not.
Yeah. Same gig.
Quaker Oats.
Different branding.
Yeah.
Same scran.
All right. Well, perhaps I do like porridge then.
Yeah. The front cover's different on the box.
What's that one with the bloke who wears a dress and he's tossing a caber?
That's Scotch Porridge Oats.
Oh. Right.
And Quaker Oats, he's got some geezer in a really iffy hat.
Oh.
On the front.
Why do they market it in such a fashion?
I don't know. Why are we talking complete knackers?
Well, I don't know, Nick.
Just really, we kind of diverted into the economic crisis, if that's what you want to call it.
Well, I was interested on the Tesco bit and then your breakfast, but I disconnected your tail.
Ah.
I didn't know where, you know, what line we'll be going down.
Probably you come too soon.
That's the basis of my Christmas Day. That was the basis of my Christmas Day joke that didn't work.
Oh, I see.
I got it all wrong, Nick. I've had too much of the old coke.
Don't worry about it. I've got my cough back.
Have a cigarette, Nick.
And the edge of 23, and I've still got a cough.
Yeah.
That's another prime example of what I'm saying. Everybody's ill.
Well, yeah, I know. It's not good, is it?
You know?
It's not good.
Have you had your COVID jab this year?
I have indeed.
Oh, right. Have you had your flu jab?
I have indeed.
Did you have your other jab?
Which other jab?
Pneumonia. That was it.
Pneumonia? Is that a flu? It's flu, isn't it?
I don't know. You can die from it.
I don't know, Nick. I can't answer.
Oh, because they were offering it as a triple package.
Were they, Jeff?
Bit like a re-release album package, kind of thing.
Yeah, like the sound of that.
Get three for two.
Three for two, yeah.
That kind of thing.
I can recall having two.
Right.
But that was on a good day.
Okie dokie. Anybody I knew?
No.
No? Okay, lovely.
I'll try to keep those things separate.
Anyway.
Yes.
Let's talk about the TV.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
I don't usually watch a lot of TV, not throughout the rest of the year, but I do like a bit of the old Christmas festive stuff.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
So what did you watch, Chris?
Well, I think I mentioned it last time, Nick, a bit of a Morgan Wise.
Yeah,
you know,
got to be done.
Got to be done. The films, I watched quite a few films.
Oh, yeah, what did you watch?
Oh, no, you put me on the spot now, Nick. You've got to bear in mind that Christmas Day and film watching doesn't require an awful lot of attention.
Okay.
So I don't know what I'm looking at, to be quite honest.
Okay.
It's something moving in the corner there, you know.
Well, Jimmy Savile on in the morning to noise Noel Edmonds.
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
To what?
On Christmas Day.
Do I have Noel Edmonds?
No, he's not on anymore.
Is he not?
No.
Mr. Blobby?
No, he's not on anymore. I love Blobby.
I like Blobby.
I used to find it immensely funny.
He was very
But
don't
you remember the old kind of let's go round the hospital and
cheer up
several children?
That's right, yes. I do remember those. Yeah, yeah. I don't think they do that sort of thing.
They sacked it off, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. No, but there's been some good films, I suppose. You know, you really are putting me on the spot. I've got the TV mag there, look. I could tell you.
Oh, is that the one that you actually got in the Sun?
I got it in the Sun.
And
look.
You paid £1.50 against the £5.50.
So, look, for example, here we are. Boxing Day. What was a film on Boxing Day? He says, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I would have watched that one.
Not a bad one.
Because I quite like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah? What else we got here? Oh, I don't know. It's all here. You know, why pay £5, they say, where you can get a freebie?
Totally.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all in there, listeners.
Okay.
But yeah.
So have we've got a bit of a rundown of our best films, haven't we?
Well, yeah, because a bit like we did the other day, I looked up something about best Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And I have compiled
Ooh.
A list of the top films.
Was that fun?
It was a lot of fun.
Compiling?
I do enjoy compiling a list.
You can't beat it.
No. If I've got a list in front of me, I'm happy.
While sitting in the dressing gown?
With the damn edition of the Radio Times.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. So I've got this list, and I think we need the backing music ending.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. Bit of the old Alan Fluffreeman.
Yeah, and what I should give you a countdown, mainly of the top 10 of the best Christmas movies voted by the great British public.
Okay, that's going to be iffy then, isn't it?
But there's, you know, there's some here I'm not over-impressed with.
Really?
But I'll do it for you.
Okay.
If you'll excuse
so
me.
So this is the radio version.
Yes, the radio version.
Of a rundown of the top Christmas movies.
As voted by the great British public.
British public.
British and the British public.
Really?
Voted by both of them.
Okay. I knew somebody who was a member of the British public.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he tweet well of you?
He did, actually.
Oh, well, that's nice to know, then, isn't it? Yeah.
He had a tremendous daughter.
Yeah, I know this is going. Oh, dear.
Okay,
right,
so anyway.
Music, please.
Music.
Yeah.
And as presented by the radio legend that is Chris Moore, here we go with the top 10 Christmas movies as voted by the British public.
And good evening, folks. Coming in at number 20, then we got the Muppet Christmas Carol. Number 16, Miracle on 34th Street. Not off. In at 15, it's the Lion, it's the Witch, and it's the Wardrobe. Not necessarily in that wardrobe, in that order. Coming in at number 13, we got Scrooge. In at number 11, the Charlie Brown Christmas. Number 10, Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang. No, not you and me, Nick. That's the film. Now the top 10 then. Number 9, The Snowman. Number 8, Edward Scissorhands. Number 7, It's a Christmas Story. 6, oh yes, it's Home Alone. Coming in at number 5, we've got Bad Santa. Number 4 itself, and now we go for the top 3. In at number 3, You Love It, I Love It, We All Love It, It's the Gremlins. In at number 2, oh yes, you've got to have a bit of this, it's Die Hard. And of course it is. It's number 1, it's top of the Christmas film list, as voted by the Great British public. It's a Wonderful Life. Hey!
Wonderful. Oh, just totally marvellous.
We like doing that, don't we?
We do. Don't you think this show is just total knackers?
I think so, yeah. Nil point. Oh, but you've got to do it, Nick.
Oh, that was brilliant, man. You've got to do absolutely it. Brilliant. Yeah, how the hell do you read all that bloody lot?
Christ, well, I wrote it so I can read it, you see.
I can't even see it.
Well, I've got the old glasses on.
Oh, dear. So Wonderful Life was number one?
No, apparently so, yeah. And that was, what, 1940-something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good film.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with black and white. Everything is black and white. I'm a big fan of.
It was once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Die Hard number 2, Gremlins 3.
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of Bruce.
Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay. Yeah.
And I didn't know that Edward Scissorhands was a Christmas film.
Really?
Apparently it is. Yeah, it's based around Christmas time. I didn't know that.
Bloody hell.
It says here. But number 9, The Snowman. Now, that is a film I do like.
Yeah, I like that.
And I saw it before Christmas this year.
Okay.
And I watch that regularly. Regularly as well.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so that's always a bit of a giggle.
No, I didn't see that this year.
Mm. But, yeah, so that's your Christmas movies.
Bloody
folks.
Good.
Not half.
What's your favourite of all time?
Well, Christmas films.
Yeah.
Or any films.
Christmas
film. I think I've got to go. I know it's a cop-out, but it's got to be The Snowman.
Oh, okay.
It's only half an hour. It's a cartoon, but to me, it's got to be played.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know? I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the M-pits.
The armpits?
Yeah, M-pits.
M-pits.
Muppets.
Oh, I thought we were talking about armpits, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like a bit of Muppets Christmas Carol.
They are funny, aren't they?
Yeah, bloody good.
Yeah.
And anything with Michael Caine, you've got to have a bit of that.
I told you, that's that blow out that, whatever he says.
That don't sound anything like him, Chris.
Doesn't it?
No.
Oh,
it sounds like Chris doing a really bad impression.
He's a good Michael Caine. I told you not to blow up the bloody car.
No, it's got no better.
Has it?
No.
Well, I thought it was quite good, Nick.
Yeah, but you live alone.
Will you do it then? Come on, all here, you're Michael Caine.
I know.
Yeah, that's quite good.
That's the only bit I can do.
I know. Yeah, it's quite similar. I told you not to blow up the bloody cars.
No, it's still not got any better.
Oh, dear.
No. Let's move swiftly on then,
shall we? Yeah.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to for 24? What's good? Do you know of anything highlights that's going on?
Any highlights next year?
Good thing boot?
No, not like an actual recall, Nick.
Obviously, you're going to release your next book, or you hope to.
Yeah, hope so. Yeah, that should happen with a bit of luck.
When do you think that's going to be?
I tend to tie in with the Boston Book Festival.
Okay.
If I can.
Right.
So that's usually about September time.
Okay.
And to hit the Christmas market, folks.
Oh, fantastic. Boxing Day sale and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Marvellous. They all end up in the bargain basement boxes.
No, I don't think they do, in all honesty. They don't. I mean, you've given me a couple of complimentary copies and they're absolutely top
complimentary?
Job.
I thought I invoiced
you. You signed them as well.
God.
Yeah.
They're collector's pieces.
They are indeed.
Oh, I mean, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're on my bedroom ceiling.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Well, along with Sophia Loren.
Yeah. What, you lie on your back, think of England, and start reading a poem?
Indeed. Well, it was damn sort of cheaper than mirrors.
Oh, I can just, oh, the mind is boggling, Nick.
Boggling?
Boggling.
A boggling mind.
A boggling mind, yes.
Nothing a boggling
like a good,
mind.
Nothing like a good boggling.
Stirs no water.
Well, can I write that one down?
Indeed.
I like it. A boggling mind stirs no water. That, my friend, is going to feature.
Is it?
In a line somewhere.
As being complete shite.
Well, thank you.
Caption accredited to Nick Elliott, yeah, rock art photographer.
Any rubbish in this volume is accredited.
Anything that makes you want to chuck the book in the fire.
Yes. Oh, no. What about you? What are your plans, Nick?
My plans, I've got quite a lot of them, actually, Chris. Oh. Some new projects I'm working on next year. I'm going to start work on a film noir project that's going to be...
French.
No, I'm not. Well, actually, there is a bit of a heritage because of the Elliot name.
Right.
In saying that.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. I don't mind a bit of the old French.
Yeah.
They do know the dress,
mm-hmm.
along with the Italians, but not as good as the Italians.
No.
No.
No, Italians are stylish. I'll
give you that. Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. I was in a shop only the other day.
You can't help that.
And it weren't Tesco's.
No.
No.
Other stores are available.
Indeed. And I was in one of them.
Oh.
Yeah. And I had to just clarify that what I was about to purchase was Italian, because that was enough to make me decide to buy it or not.
Wow. And what was it? I'm intrigued.
I can't say.
Ah, a secret.
It was for somebody special.
Oh, not me then.
No. No. I've brought yours and you haven't unwrapped it. Oh. Not yet.
Oh, wow. I'm intrigued, Nick. I'm intrigued.
Well, you will be, I think. It's a good little present.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're going to like it. You're going to have hours of fun.
Copy of Mayfair?
It's, well, don't be put off by the title of the box, Latex Linda.
She speaks well of you as well.
You may need a neighbour to help you blow her up.
Oh, lovely. Oh, reminds me of the film Airplane, one of the funniest films ever. An autopilot. Do you remember that scene? Autopilot.
Stop calling me Shirley.
Yeah, there's that bit, and she's trying to get autopilot.
Yeah.
And she's bent down.
Yeah.
He looks and he turns and walks out.
For a man of the cloth, you're into dangerous area.
Oh, well,
right, Chris?
I know, but it's still very, very funny. Yeah. I'm not a real man of cloth, isn't it? No, I'm a play one.
We're just having a giggle.
We certainly are, yeah. Yeah, anyway, so that's another Christmas done. Another New Year done.
Will you be doing anything New Year's Eve?
No.
No.
I won't even stay up for the fireworks.
No. No, I don't. I don't, to be honest. No. And that'll be it, really.
It will be 2024.
Yeah.
And another year will happen.
Older and deeper in debt.
Yep. Who said that?
It was this line from a single.
Pink Floyd, no, Pink Floyd.
I don't know.
One day shorter, one day nearer.
No,
oh, that's a different lyric.
That's outside the moment.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
Talking about.
Yes, I am indeed. Yeah, no, I don't think it makes an awful lot of difference, really. You know.
Are you looking forward to 24?
I look forward to any new year.
Okay.
Because I like to think it's going to be an improvement on what's happened.
Okay.
Hence my optimistic nature.
Right.
Yeah, that's about right. But then experience kicks in and things go wrong and, you know.
Well, you're always going to get that, though. Don't you think it's a scale kind of vibe, though, where, you know, all good brings bad, all bad brings a bit of good?
That's very cool.
Don't you think they kind of...
A yin and the yang.
Indeed.
Yes, yin and yang. We work together in perfect harmony.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what happens. Isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You know, it's just that I think certainly your nature is to focus on the, we'll say, the badder bits, the worst bits.
Are you calling me a naturist?
No.
I thought you said you're a naturist.
No, I said the nature of it.
Oh, just because I'm sitting here and stark naked doesn't mean I'm a naturist.
No, I just thought it was something that you like to do.
It is, yeah. Generally, yeah. Pass the time.
Yeah, well, I don't have a problem with that.
No, new balls, please.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, it's, I'm going to have to say then cheerio to Tripod Man.
Oh, dear, you've got all these witticisms, haven't you?
Oh, dear.
Well, I'd New Year's played for you. Give up the cigarettes, mate.
I'm in the process.
You are?
I'm doing a bit of a vaping.
Oh, yeah.
Vaping. Yeah, I'm doing a bit of that, which ain't a bad gig, actually.
Really?
I'm getting on all right with that.
Good, good.
It's not too bad, but I'm gonna hit the tabs on the head.
Yeah, yeah.
Not good for you.
It has to be done, Nick.
Yeah, I totally agree. On that note, I think we're gonna bob off for now.
I think we are, Nick.
Yeah, I think we'll see you sometime, as they say, on the other side. Don't really like that term, to be honest.
No.
Sounds like you've died,
well,
you know.
Yeah, perhaps our listeners have.
And you're doing it, well, more than likely.
Listening to this.
Fucked off. Yeah. What a load of garbage this is. But it's designed to be that, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. With the serious side.
We don't have a script.
No.
We're not scripted.
Not at all. We just talk knackers.
Absolutely.
Don't we?
Absolutely. A perfect summation of one's existence, may I add.
That's a very good kind of outro that you've just given us there, Chris.
Well, it's free of charge, Nick.
Marvellous.
And the chips are free.
Okie dokie. Well, anyway, I just want to thank my dear, dear friend for spending 2003 making these podcast shows.
You don't know what they are.
I can't even say it. Making them for me a fantastic experience.
Oh, I've loved every minute, Nick. Thanks.
Hopefully, everybody has enjoyed it, and we'll be back in 24, won't we, Chris?
We will indeed. Yeah. Hopefully. You were struggling on the word hope.
I was.
Yeah.
Gasping for breath.
You were. Yeah. On one day.
Closer to death. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.